Hey there, and welcome, if you're watching this video, to this podcast episode. You'll see that I didn't get dolled up for you by any means today, but that's simply because I had to turn everything on and share something that's very important, something that has become much more prevalent in my own awareness of you lately, in our Facebook support group, in our workshops, in our community, and truthfully, the world. And I wasn't able to see this chaos until I could separate my own self from the chaos. And now that I've been able to separate my own self from the chaos and spend more time outside of the chaos, I can see it more distinctly and see the pain, the true pain and suffering that it actually causes. And this message for you today is to please do not get lost in the chaos. The message today is a reminder to not get lost in the chaos, that the chaos is not yours, that the chaos is a product of a mere illusion of our old beliefs, our fears, and insecurities. What is this chaos I speak of? This chaos is our habituated emotional states, the programming of the mind and the ways that we think, our thought habits, our overthinking, our perfectionism thinking, our all-or-nothing thinking, our obsessive thinking, our catastrophic thinking. They produce our emotional habits, the fear, the frustration, the anxiety, the overwhelm, the worry. That's chaos. And oftentimes that, how we feel produces the physical behaviors. It's in the episode 2, I talk about the habit and behavior change formula that I just described now. And so those the physical habits and behaviors, the addictive behaviors, the running behaviors are produced by those less than desirable emotions, produced by how it is that we think and produced by the foundation upon which we live our life, the old beliefs, fears, and insecurities, which is a massive lack. A massive belief in our own inadequacy, a massive belief in our own separation. And the chaos, what happens is the chaos is the less than desirable emotional states. The chaos is the circumstances in our life that just occur. And it is very easy for us in our habituated states of living from our head and our brain, which is only wired for safety and survival, to get lost in the chaos, to get lost in the frustration, to get lost in the anxiety, to get lost in the overwhelm and the worry, to get lost in what happened yesterday, in the meeting I was late to, in the red light I got stopped at, in the car accident I got into, over what that person said. We get lost in the chaos. And I need you to remember that the chaos, that you are not the chaos. The chaos is what is happening in your existence, is what's happening in your journey. It's a product of the journey itself, right? The circumstances that you may get lost in, the physical circumstances, are a mere ebb and flow of the product that is your life. The car accident, the late meeting, they're just the ebbs and flows of your life, likely many lessons to be learned. And the chaos that is our less than desirable emotions and habituated thought patterns of all or nothing thinking, perfectionism, frustration, anxiety, that is the chaos produced by that of our mind. That is the chaos produced by our habituated states of living in fear, by our allowing our mind to drive the whole train here. So our chaos is either a product of our mind or the product of our journey. And it's very easy for us to get lost in that chaos and then associate ourselves as that chaos, as something that I did wrong, which on an even deeper level can be very dangerous, because if we see it as something that we did wrong, then it deepens the belief that we hold, the illusion, the fake belief, the big fat lie. It deepens the belief that we hold in the fact that we're not good enough in the first place, that this chaos is happening because there is something wrong with me, there's something lacking in me, there is something inadequate with me, and therefore that's why this chaos is happening. And when we get lost in the chaos, it's like getting lost in our thought addictions and our fear storms, in the circumstances in our life, and not being able to see our way out. This is the whole first half of the first month of heart training, where we take a look at the addictive behaviors, and the emotional states that we're in, however less than desirable in nature, and the thought habits that have such a grip hold on us that we want to push away so much, which creates more resistance. And we work our way back home to our heart. Because the truth is that although you may feel lost in the chaos, whether mind-induced or journey-induced, whether you feel like you're getting lost in the chaos, is you are not that chaos. Your home is your heart. And your heart, when you tap in and tune in and turn on to the ways and the language of your heart will always tell you that everything is okay, that everything always was okay, everything is okay, and everything always will be okay, despite what it is that you're going through right now, despite any circumstance that's happening in your life, despite any pain that you're feeling, despite any mind-induced suffering that you're experiencing, is that you are not this chaos. Getting lost in the chaos will only take you deeper and further into the chaos. When you can see this whole picture of habit and behavior change, when you can see this whole picture that says my old beliefs, my fears, and my insecurities are driving my belief in my own inadequacy, the belief in my own unworthiness, the belief in my own lack, this pain of my own untapped potential. My brain is wired for safety and survival. And because I believe that I'm not good enough in the first place, in order to survive, I must produce ways of thinking that look like perfectionism and all or nothing thinking and controlling behaviors and circling and catastrophic thinking, that obsessive thinking, because I'm always have to make up for something that I'm not, because I hope people don't ever find me out. And because of those constant having to make up for it mentalities, then I'm always getting lost in frustration and anxiety and overwhelm and frustration and the chaos. And because I don't want to feel the chaos, because I don't want to get lost in the chaos, because I feel that if my outside circumstances are uncontrollable and unruly and not as I had planned them, then I'm going to go run to my addictive behaviors. Then I'm going to go run to my running activities, the things that help me sweep the shit under the rug so I don't feel it, so I don't have to deal with the chaos, so I can put the chaos off until tomorrow. And you're putting something off till tomorrow that doesn't even exist. Because the truth is that you are none of those things. You are experiencing those things, but you are none of those things. You have allowed the wrong tool to drive your life this whole time. When I give workshops, it brings me to tears the amount of pain and suffering that is sitting in front of me, that is sitting in every single human being that we are enduring and experiencing. And the truth is that it is entirely mind-induced. Is the belief in our old insecurities and fears and driving how we think and how we feel and what we do. That's the kind of mind-induced suffering, right? I'm not talking about the human suffering that isn't necessarily controllable that is happening in our world. I get that. I'm talking about the mind-induced suffering right now. The suffering that somehow you're running from something that doesn't even exist in the first place, that you're hoping people don't find you out for the fraud or the hypocrite or whatever you think you might be because you're just not good enough. And so we get lost in this chaos that isn't ours in the first place by listening to the head, the brain, the mind that is driving things all of the time, that is in the incorrect tool for which we're living our lives. Our brain is wired for safety and survival, right? Way back in the day, there's only two mistakes that we could have made. And that's believing that there was a tiger in the bushes when there wasn't a tiger in the bushes. And if that was the case, we were induced with massive, massive amounts of stress and anxiety. And the second mistake we could make was thinking that there was no tiger in the bushes when there was a tiger in the bushes, and then we die. So we're entirely wired for safety and survival. But when we allow the brain to run our life, it creates more chaos and more pain and suffering. When we're just using the wrong tool, you're just using the wrong tool. At any moment in time, you can step back from the chaos through a simple breath, through a simple exercise of bringing yourself back to the current moment. Maybe you see everything that's in front of you that you can see, you can focus on everything that's in front of you that you smell and taste and hear and touch. You bring yourself back to the current moment. You take a single deep, deep breath and you bring yourself back to the current moment and you close your eyes and you tap back into your home. You tap back into your heart because your heart will tell you that everything always was okay, that everything is okay, and that everything always will be okay. That your life, your journey here is just a process. That you are just the acorn becoming the oak tree. That your best possible case scenario, your best life is inevitable should you choose to stop struggling, should you choose to stop trying to control everything in your life. And that the circumstances that are happening, maybe, just maybe, the outside circumstances that are happening in your life could possibly be a perfect progression of the evolution of your own self on the path to your divine destiny. What if that was the case? What if everything that you're experiencing was just a lesson? What if every person that pissed you off was just a massive teacher? That is 100% my experience in this lifetime. And when you can shift your experience, because it is also massively my experience that everything you want is just one perspective shift away. When you shift your experience, when you shift your perspective, just something like one degree, and you see things differently, you can begin to tap into the heart truth, the truth of your heart that will tell you that there is a divine perfection that is guiding the rhythms and the waves of our life. That you don't have to struggle to become the oak tree. That it is something that you just grow into naturally and effortlessly. That the chaos that is happening around you, that you can just allow it to happen and enter into it as an interesting experience, open to learning from it, instead of judging it, wishing it wasn't there, trying to make things happen that aren't supposed to happen for you. Step back, get present, and take a damn breath. Because you are not your chaos. You are either experiencing the chaos of the mind. If you are allowing your life to be driven by your old beliefs, your fears and insecurities, you are always having to make up for something. Your brain is hardwired. Neurons that fire together, wire together. You are hardwired. You are programmed for safety and survival. So should you be following your head, you will be programmed and following the natural rhythms of safety and survival, always having to make up for something that you are not. Because your brain believes that you are separate from your heart, that there is always a problem and that there is always a solution that you have to go figure out, that there are always things that you have to go make happen. And that if you stop thinking, the moment you stop and relax and stop thinking that you are being 100% irresponsible and the best possible version of you will not ensue because you're being irresponsible, because you stop thinking, because you stop trying to control your life, because you stop trying to make things happen. And I am here to tell you that was 100% untrue. It is a lie. It is a lie that your brain has been telling you. The journey back home is the journey of shifting your habitual way of living out of your head and back into your heart, out of your head and back into your heart, and allowing the mind, allowing the brain to be the tool that it is meant to be. It is wired for perfection and of intelligence to be used at certain times. Because when we use it in the way that it is meant to be used, there's balanced thinking, which creates balanced emotions, more desirable in nature, which produces habits and physical habits that are more aligned with who we truly are and what we really want, as opposed to allowing the brain to just take over and create so much chaos and so much havoc. Because we're using it at the wrong time. How do you know that you're using it at the wrong time? Because it feels like pushing. Because it feels like you are trying to push your life. You are trying to make things happen. You are bound by expectations, bound by obligations, bound by excess responsibility that you know in your heart you don't really want in the first place. That your schedule is filled with so much busyness, so many things that you believe you've got to fill your schedule with, that if your schedule isn't 100% full all of the time, that something's wrong and then you're not going to accomplish your life, which is just 100% massive lack of trust in the powers to be, in the divine perfection to be, in yourself. That is a massive lack of trust in yourself, a massive lack of trust in your own heart and in your own natural heart rhythms, in your own ability to just allow what is to happen, to allow the acorn into the oak tree as it naturally happens. You are fighting the very nature of your existence, and the very nature of your existence is joy. And if you are not feeling joy or experiencing joy, and it doesn't have to be blissed out of your mind kind of joy, I'm talking about just peace. There can be chaos in your world, and you can have peace at the same time. How do I know this is true? Only from experience. I'm currently in a place where I'm not sure what's going to happen right around the corner. I'm not sure what's going to happen in the next month. I'm not sure what's going to happen in the next year, let alone 10 years, let alone the rest of my life. I don't know. I know what my heart wants. I know what my dreams are. I know what makes me tick. And I know, just as I know that for you, that our purpose is love. To whatever iteration, to whatever extent that takes on. Whether you're it can come in so many iterations, I can't even put it into words. You can spread love and share love and create through love in 100,000 different ways. That's our purpose. And so you know that you're living in your head and your habituated states of chaos if you are trying to push things and make things happen. And you know that you've tapped in and tuned into your heart space more often when things feel more peaceful, even amidst the chaos. Because the chaos will be there. The chaos will happen in your life. The chaos will naturally occur. It's a part of life. Sometimes we exist in darkness, and sometimes we exist in light. What do they say, that the darkest parts of the morning, I'm totally screwing this up, the light of morning, that first light of morning, only comes before the darkest part of night, or however that goes. Knowing that things aren't here in this human experience to be blissed out of your mind all the time. Things aren't here to go perfect all the time. You're in for a wild ride if you think that you've got to be blissed out of your mind and things have to be perfect all the time for you to be doing well. That's not the truth. You know that you're much more aligned with your own heart, your own journey, becoming the best possible version of you when you can find peace amidst the chaos, because you are not the chaos. Whatever chaos is happening because your own habituated states of thinking, and whatever chaos is happening in your journey, you are not the chaos. If you are thinking chaos or experiencing chaos because your own habituated states of thinking and existing, and you're moving based upon the fear of your own inadequacy and unknown worth and old beliefs and fears and insecurities, then get present, take a breath, and tap back down into your heart. Do something or nothing that feels a little bit better. And that will eliminate the chaos. On the other hand, if the chaos is in your outside experience and not coming from the self-induced habituated states of being via your own mind and using the wrong tool, if the chaos is coming from your experience, then I challenge you to be more responsible with your thinking. I challenge you to be more responsible with your thinking, to challenge yourself to look in one trajectory shift away, like look someplace else. Look someplace else. Turn around. Shift your perspective. Because the truth is that there's divine perfection in everything. That's a heart truth. That's our second month of heart training, by the way. That's a heart truth that says everything is happening perfectly, whether it feels good or not so good. Everything is happening perfectly. And if you're getting lost in the chaos that is your outward experience, that simply means that you are judging your experience as good and bad. And we know that much resistance, much undigestible bits come from putting meaning to things where meaning is not due. And so if we are judging our experience as good and bad, getting lost in the chaos that is our outside experience, then we're just judging it. We're putting meaning to it. That's going to create more resistance. And what is that going to do? Create more chaos. So a shift in the second, moving out of the chaos, existing in peace amidst the chaos of the second type of chaos, of the chaos of our journey, the natural ebb and flow of life, of the human existence, is to remember the heart truth of divine perfection. To stop judging things as good or bad. To stop thinking that you know everything. To stop thinking that you have to set the alarm for the sun to rise. To stop thinking that you're the one who has to make the planet spin, because you don't know. You just don't know. To drive our lives from our head is highly irresponsible. To allow our lives from our heart is truly the only way to become the very best possible version of ourselves. So, to put the information, I don't know, inspiration of this podcast is to not get lost in your chaos. Maybe we can sum it up like this. I found that there's two types of chaos. And the first kind comes from your habituated states of thinking, the hard wiring of the human mind, old beliefs, fears, and insecurities, the pain of our own inadequacy. Moving out of that type of chaos that produces the frustration, anxiety, overwhelm, etc., addictive behaviors, etc., to move out of that kind of chaos, get present for a moment. Take a deep breath. Take a diaphragmatic breath that helps with the stress response. Get present. What can I see, taste, touch, smell, hear in this moment? Get present. Shift back down into your heart. Take a breath. And remember the truth, even if you don't believe it right now. Remember the heart truth that is everything was okay, everything is okay, and everything always will be okay. And the second type of chaos is the chaos of our own journey, right? The roller coaster that is our own journey. And I would urge you, challenge you to shift your perspective, to throw your hands up in the air on this wild ride and say we instead of whoa. How can you enjoy that feeling of your stomach? I guess you can't really enjoy that. How can you enjoy the feeling of your stomach being thrown up into your throat? You know, when you go down on the roller coaster and you feel like you're just going to puke. And you think when we get lost in the outside circumstantial chaos, somehow, some way, our brain says, oh my God, this is my new way and state of living and existing, and this is how it's going to be forever. Poor me, right? Such bullshit. It's not true. It's the chaos of our journey. And the truth is that you can live in peace and exist in peace amidst that chaos. Should you choose to learn, tap into, and integrate the heart truth of divine perfection. Knowing that everything is perfectly positioned for the very best possible version of yourself, should you choose to rise up, should you choose to live a heart-based life, should you choose to undo the old programming, should you choose to start learning how to think differently, should you choose a different perspective of the mind, should you choose to see it differently, because that is always available to you. You are not your chaos. Do not get lost in your chaos. There is a better way. There always has been, there always is, and there always will be. I love you so much. Want more? Head to mayanara.com or check the show notes and join us for heart training.